Where I grew up, there were only two kinds of people. You were either a Christian or you were someone who didn't believe in God.
My family came here from Russia, where life was hard for Jews. But life as a Jew hasn't always been simple here either.
Everyone I grew up with was Muslim like me. I was told to stay with my own people, that we were the only ones we could trust in this country.
This is a scene from a documentary called Reuniting the Children of Abraham. It is about a project that began in Detroit, Michigan, that teaches religious tolerance to young people. The idea for this initiative was born in the aftermath of the tragedy of September 11th.
We would be locked into the Middle Ages if it wasn't for Islam.
It was then that Victor Begg, a leader in the Muslim community, along with Jewish and Christian leaders, formed Interfaith Partners to counter religious extremism through increased dialogue and understanding.
Because if we don't really get to know each other, I think we're in a time when the religious differences could be very harmful, misunderstanding in particular, and there are wrong people going to use that to the detriment of you know, our welfare.
I know who I am.
The documentary and workshop Reuniting the Children of Abraham are the most visible results of interfaith efforts in Detroit.
When Abraham died, his two sons, Isaac and Ishmael, laid him to rest.
The name refers to the fact that all three religions share the same origin. But Christian leader Bob Rutel says the group also grapples with the distinct differences between the religions. Rutel teaches religious studies at the University of Detroit Mercy.
One of the best benefits that we get by living in close proximity to one another is that we can learn from one another and learn that there are other ways of dealing with the ethics of how you kind of grapple with a certain kind of situation, certain ways of dealing with, say, modesty, ways of dealing with family formation, ways of dealing with sexuality and sensuality that are different and clearly different understandings within the different religious groups. And as people grapple with those, they come to new understandings.
For the most part, interfaith works behind the scenes, keeping open channels of communication between religious groups. This can at times be challenging. During last year's war between Hezbollah guerrillas and Israel in Lebanon, there was increased tension between the Jewish and Muslim communities in Detroit. But they continue to talk. Tali Ben-Joseph, who comes from Israel, says over time she hopes to export the lessons of tolerance and diversity that she has learned here back to the Middle East.
And I think if we work here and we get to an understanding here, then the kids can take it back there, and they can tell the family there, look, I'm sitting in a classroom with a Muslim kid, and she's, you know, she's a religious Muslim kid, and she's wearing the hijab, but she's my friend. And if you can do it here, which is easier, I'm sure you can do it there.
For such a peace to be achieved, the interfaith partners believe voices of moderation must constantly confront religious extremism through dialogue and education. Brian Padden, VOA News, Detroit.